Michael Schwartz, Pashas, Mishpatim.
You know what? You come there, we don't do this to a victor. I'm a fire.
First of all, I'd like to start with a tefillah. Hashem tefuza tiftach tiag tulefechu. And that we should say the right things. And be'ev Hashem. Yerutzim shaloi. Yoymer fini duwe shaloi kitzenechu. Yeloi kashli v'lshoini v'ilunukish b'shnini. I'd like to thank everyone who came here today. And shkoyach. And I'd like to also thank Paschum b'chvad achfani. I'd like to thank the arrangement of Torahway, Menachem Dovid, not here now, and Shmuley Isler for arranging it. And also I'd like to say the Shir Lefias Shimon Ben Reis Liet to my nephew who needs a refuah. Type style from the Mufia Shalima. I don't know if people over here saw, but I recently wrote a letter. The advertiser was in Maduas about supporting local shops. People should buy more by local shops and use Yiddish service providers, and I've got a lot of feedback on it, mostly positive, but I saw there was a big unclarity in the whole Indian of a lot of people came up to me with a lot of shyness on this Indian, and I saw there was a lot of unclarity in the whole Gansavach. So people ask me to give a shiur about it, and not that I'm the big bookie, I'm the biggest tzaddik, I'm not giving anyone mussar over here, but speaking myself as well, but try to be together to clarify a bit what this whole Indian is about. I want to say also that I'm not a Rav and a Poisik. If anyone has a Shaila Lamaisa, they should all go to Rav to ask what. Everything in life, Mchlal, in Yiddishkeit, has to be, a person has to think, what does Hashem want for me? What does Hashem want for me in this situation, that situation? Everything has to be defined by a Rav. If a person doesn't know, he has to go to ask a Shaila. So I'm not here to pass anything at all. I don't know what to do. I ask myself when I have a Shaila. But just want to raise awareness in this whole Indian, and people should be able to know what. Yeah. The Makot of this inyan is a Toiras Kahanim. In Parshas Bahar, Parshas Bahar, Puthi Yidalad, Kapitel Kofar Puthi Yidalad, and says that Chisim Kri Mimker LaMesechu, Oy Kuna Miyad LaMesechu. If you're selling something, if you buy something from your brother, or you sell, if you sell to your brother, or you buy from your brother, Altoy Nisha Sulchav. The Puthi is speaking about Anua, that you shouldn't cheat each other. So the Toiras Kahanim, which Rashi brings down, Chisim Kri Mimker. And in Tertkanam said, if you're selling a chayfet tiofe, if you're selling a chayfet tiofe, if you buy it, sell it to your brother. Tamid loim v'chisim krimim kerla mesechu. Manayin shemuth liknes, if you want to buy something, knei misrul chavarechu, buy from your yid. Tamid loim v'er oikunim yad mesechu. It's mekarot vurim. The Tzadkan was telling us, if you want to buy something, you want to sell something, use your brother, use the Yid. Lamasa, the halacha is not brought down in Sheikh Nurich or in Rambam. Clearly, we could see later that could be it is, but that it's not brought down by fetish that you have to buy by Yid. And the whole Nidin and the Poskim, why? I have a good friend, Menachem Klein, the Eidem Ba'itzah Kabitan, there's no Elamo knows him. I think he spoke by the way, he's given out a whole kindred called, what was it called? Miyada Masechu. It's called Miyada Masechu, and he goes through the whole Indian over there when it's a chiyah, when it's not. And there's many tamim to the whole, the halacha, why? The one of the main tamim which the Poskim down is very simple. You're giving panacha to someone, you're going shopping by someone, or you're selling something good which is worthwhile buying. let another fellow Jew have a nu from it. Why should I go have a nu from it? Give panacha to a brother, to your brother. Give panacha to a fellow Jew. The other tamim, but that's the pashta, the pashta tam. Lamas is the Chivas Remu, the Chivas Tashbats, one of the Shoinim and Chivas Remu, they asked the Shala, different stories over there, and they're both very, very machmir that. The Remu writes that a person has to buy by Yid, even if it's much more expensive by Yid. And all kinds of tshuva over there, they should. What? The Ramu holds it. Lots of shit of everything over here. The Ramu writes, he doesn't write a sheet, but he writes, even if it's much more expensive than to buy, he brings the Raya from a Gemura with a Ger. You have to give a Vaila for a Ger. I'm not going to go into the whole Arich. I'm not going to speak about the Chaylik Aloch very long because it's so complicated and it's not very clear, but the Ramu and the Tishbats are very machmir. Other Paschim Acholik. It's the Chivas Mech Yitzchok, Dai Weiss, who lived there in town. He says, he brings down the Chivas Remu, and his Shalom, someone asked him, a Shalom over there from Brooklyn, that is small shops, his shops on the street shops, and all these departments, we're talking about Tushi Yitess, we're talking about 60 years ago. All these chain stores are opening. And they're selling things for much cheaper. All the small shops are losing their panos and all the Eden. So he brings down the Chivas Remu and he says, you know, nine bring. And he says, the kids in him did that. If it's the same price, for sure, the Chiv, and if it's a bit more expensive also, but he says, if there's a big difference, he can't say. He wants to say there's this, that if it's still a six, still. How you count the shtis is also a big machloikis. Rabbi Shvestan told me that, say 20%, 16.5%, whatever it is. Someone just told me today that Diane Greenfield told him today till 10% for sure that the chiyuv. Afterwards, ishananit, whatever. I'm not going to go into the chaylik apsak. But he goes into the ganze zach if it is or if it isn't the chiyuv.
Some Poskim say that a person can use his mice money to pay the bill.
Oh. Lagaba Meisir, if Jews might pay for more, someone told me that Rav Horowitz, Rav Horowitz told him a fetish, Jews Meisir, and I heard B'Shem, Rav Chuna Halper, and the Chayin Lebruche, also said, you can use Meisir. You have much more, even if by much more, if you double the price, you can use Meisir. Forever, the price is different between the goy and the yid, you can use Meisir. That's what the. What? What? So yeah, to go shopping. And by goy, it costs £100. By yid, it costs £150. You can use £50 for Meisir. Manachem Klein bringing on his skin to that. Some poskim hold you can't use it for Meisir. But that's the poskim hold Sechiv. I'll tell that Sechiv to go and buy it from a Jew from another 50% more for 150. Then you can't use Meisir. But then you have to go use the money. You have to go buy it. But if there's no Chiv, which probably if it's another 50% increase, probably most poskim hold there's no Chiv Gumer, and then you can use it for Meisir.
You take advantage of this. Oh, it's got to come to me. However much I charge, so we'll charge 150, then 100.
So Mechsil speaks about, he said that they're obviously not allowed to take advantage.
Yeah.
By the Derech Agav, a lot of people have told me now, not a lot, I mean, most people give me very positive feedback. Some people came over to me and told me, Jews are rip-offs and they're charging more. The first question I asked him was, you're also a Jew, you're also a rip-off? No, I charge the right price, but your friend Tana that he charged the right price, but you're a rip-off. Everyone Tana that everyone else is a rip-off, but he charges the right price. But anyway, besides, if there'd be more competition, there'd be more people buying more Jews, more competition, the Yiddish competition itself wouldn't be able to charge high prices because people would have their own competition. They wouldn't. If there's no competition, they can charge high price. But if the competition in the Yiddish Kehillah, anyways, it's going to go down the prices. Sure. That's kind of highly kalucha, which I want to speak about because I'm going to go into a bit of a other Indian. The famous Chazal say, "Der Geretz kol me la teure." What means Derech Eretz called Melatoyre? Which, what Derech Eretz, the way of the land? What's Derech Eretz? So, heard from a sheaf from Ephraim Waxman, the magazine, explained that there's two things called, something called Derech Hayar, Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz means the way of the world, the normal, the way of Yishuv. And there's something called Derech Hayar, the way of the forest.
Laws of the jungle.
Yeah, the laws of the jungle. He says the Nazi Yemach Shemon Vizram had a. He said, I never heard of it before, it's very interesting, but after he said it, I heard about it a few times. That they had a psa before the war, 2 years before the war, they took together all the mentally ill people and said, oh, no, not even. They killed them off. and people asked him, why? He said, this is the way of the world. You see the forest, the laws of the jungle, the lion is stronger than the deer, he eats him up, he didn't help him. But what did we see, the Nazis, the Machshavim? They were animals. They took the laws of the jungle and they brought it into... This is the achaya, an animal. Every person is born with a nefesh abahami, and the avoid of the yid is to change it into being a person. Of thinking about another person. That's what Derech Eretz is. Think about someone else. You're not for yourself. A younger person has to stand up for an older person. You have to help out. A stronger person should help out a weaker person. That's a Derech Hayish. That's Derech Eretz. Derech Hayar is the opposite. The stronger one kills the weaker one. He saw the very moedig story over there. It's not Mamish Inni, but it brings out what. What Derech Eretz means. He says, Shem Rabbi Yitzchak Kutner, that he was in I think Slobodka Yeshiva before the war, and there was a Bukhari who left Slobodka Yeshiva and he went to study in Berlin in the universities, and he once came back to Slobodka and he was visited and he spoke to the Alte of Slobodka, and he was telling him how impressed he is by the German Goy, the manners of the German Goy. He said, when you ask go in the street in Berlin, where do you get to the shops? He says, go right, go left, right, you can tell them the directions. And finish, he says, Mishvar, like, Am I not right? It's like he a Natilas a Shiv. It's not like Nishvar, it's not true what I'm saying. It's like a Heflakat, it's like a very nice manners. And the Altiv Sabotka started saying, Metornish Mishabayah than Akum, Metornish Mishabayah than Akum. Many years later, we're talking about 40, 50 years later after, I don't know, 40, probably not, probably many years later, after the war, Yitzchak was Rashiv in Chaim Berlin in Brooklyn. Someone comes into the office, a Yid, and I was repeating Loyalini, he's missing a hand. And he says, oh, Shabbat, he recognizes that this is the Ed Bukhir who went to study. So he asked him, what happened? He does the whole story, and he says, he was in the camps. And Loyalani, one day, a Nazi came over to him, and he took his hand, and he chopped off his hand, and he said, Estidvayude, Nishvar, the same Nishvar, the same word he used to say in the street, the same expression was used. It shows that the whole Midas of a Goy is Gunishver, it's Derechayar, it's Midas is a Pneem is a That's why our avoid the whole reason. We all know that the whole reason what a Yid comes down to this world is to do it's Naboida. That's there's no other tachlis with us. We're here to serve Hashem, and everything we do is to serve Hashem. And avoid Hashem is divided in two chalukim. In benudim lemukim, benudim lechavayroi. The ikir tachlis of benudim lechavayroi. The ikir mitzvah v'haftel l'arach kamoichu. A person should love a fellow Jew like himself. That's the ikitachlus what Yid has to work on, to change his mindset. A person naturally is born to think about himself. That's what every person thinks about himself. The Torah tells us you should change your mehis from thinking about yourself to thinking about others the same like you think about you. A lot of people think that you have to be considerate only by parking and by driving and by when you come out from chasana, you have to be quiet. That's only three things you have to be considerate about others. About littering, which is true. You have to be considerate by parking and driving. But there's many other things people be considerate about. And giving tzedakah, a lot of people get it, shalachim go around and people try to help, but they don't have certain, they're not sensitive to certain issues which people who have to go around collecting and have to come back others for their food, what it means for them. Most people, Baruch Hashem, have never been in that situation. But the Haftarah, I have person to think, if I would have been Chazal Shulam with that matzav, how would I have felt? How would I want people to relate to me? Same thing is with giving tzedakah, giving musaf. Somebody says, someone's been talking about davening. Talking about davening, I don't want to talk, because that's in Shechanur, Rishwe, Gyarim, boy. But someone sees the avla by someone else. And he goes up in front of everyone and starts giving a musar. And first you think, I have to give musar. There's a chiv to give musar. But a person should think, if I would be in that matzav, whatever the person would say, I would never do that. Everyone has avlov, everyone has things he can fix, and everyone has things which he can be better in. He can be given musar. And if I would be in a situation where people would give me musar, how would I want them to give me musar? Of course, I have to give musar. But how would I feel? How would I want them to give it? I would want them to do it in the bekavadig way, in a nice way, not in public. Same thing I should do to other people. And same thing with shopping. We're going back to our Indian. Everyone which has a shop or a business, which is the whole oil, most people, 80% of the killer have to come. Five people have property, more or less, they get to the kehillah that they should support them, the people should buy by them. Everyone wants that people should be shopping by them. Everyone wants that people should support them. Think about someone else, the same person, he also wants you to shop by him. So, same thing, sometimes people say, I can get a goy for much cheaper. Everyone who works for someone who's an employer wants to get paid more. If he gets paid £15 an hour, he wants to get paid £20 an hour. Why? I have a guy that's working by me for £7 an hour. The same thing. The shopkeeper also wants to get paid more. He also has a family to support. He also has expenses. He also can't compete with the guy for any other reason. But for that, it's a big shop. After that, you would want people to relate to you. You should relate to others. And so I'm not doing a Lamath when it's much bigger difference than a price. Lamath, people should ask a role, but people should think about it. At least people should be aware about it. Think about others. How would I want people to relate to me when I go when they go shopping? If I've got a shop, or even I don't have a shop, if I would have had a shop, or if I don't have a shop, if I would do this service or that service, whatever it is, everyone's got something where he lives off. Especially the Menai Torah, who and the Malamdim. who supports the Kolim? Who supports the schools? There's a Balabatim there. Tesco doesn't support our Moses. The Balabatim of the Kelo is supported. We should support the Balabatim. I heard a story from a friend of mine. He told me a story from a different person who was also a friend of mine. This had a certain service which has to do with properties. A certain service, and he had a friend who he had a friend, the service brother had a friend who was very close with, and had many properties, but he never used to use him, and he didn't use the Bechlal, he used to use a Goy. And he kept hinting him that he wants his business. And didn't help. After a certain time, once he came into his office, and this person came, he comes into his office, he said, "Oh, I see you had a change of heart." So he told him, "I'll tell you, my son learned in Eretz Yisrael. He's in Kol. He's coming back now to Manchester. I'm looking for him for Pranos. Where is he going to go work? He's not going to go work. he's going to look for a job by all these Heimish businesses. If I'm going to go use a Goy, how are they going to live off? I'm looking for a job for my son, but I'm going to support the Goy. If I'm not going to support the how am I going to have Pranos? If I want people to use me, it all comes back. It's Vav Surach Kamoichu. A lot of people think, okay, it's very, 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 very good, but let them first sponsor by. I've got when people shop on me, I have enough money, I'll start supporting Eden. It doesn't work like that. It's like 10 people waiting outside for Minion. If they come in, there'll be a Minion. There'll be 9 people call me. If everyone say that, there'll never be Minion. Everyone has to say, I'm the first one, I'll come in. Same thing with the Kol Torah. People learn a bit of Medrash, they're sitting and learning. No one's learning again. Someone says, come, make Kol Torah. Everyone else is meeting. Well, wait for someone else. If everyone waits for someone else, it'll never happen. Everyone has to, from themselves, from their own heart, they have to start. The person has to start. I heard a nice story from the Rav, Rav Schneebal Ksan, Cham Favel from Monty. You come there a lot. Very, very nice story. I don't know if it's a true story or not, but it's the idea, the very... There was a town in Russia. It was a very, very cold town. It was very, very cold. There was a father and son who lived there, and they were lonely. And they lived by themselves. The father and the son. The father was old, and he couldn't work. So the son used to go out and work, and earn for nothing, and bring him for the father. They only had one big fur Russian coat. The Vikir, the son said, "I go out every day to work in the cold. I need the coat. I know you're an old person, but you're sitting at home." And the father said, "Ping Faket, I know you're going out working, but I'm old. You're a young person. You can manage. You can handle the cold better than I can." So they went to the Rav and told it. So the Rav said, "I think about it, give me a week." They came back after a week. And in the meanwhile, the father started thinking, you know what? Could be my son's right. Could be he deserves a coat. And I'm an old person, but he's going out and working in the freezing. I'm sitting at home. And the same thing, the son said, also thinking fakert. Could be my father needs a coat more than me. I'm going out to work, but my father is an old person and needs a coat. So I came back to the Rav a week later, the story was just the opposite. So the Rav said, "I got an answer." One second, he goes to the back of the room, comes out with another Russian fur coat, and he gives it to them. Shulam Aysimel got two coats, the best answer, they've done everything. Got two coats. Where did the answer? So they thank him and they say, "Yelamdaini Rabbaini." Why can't you answer that answer last week? You could have said that last week. Why'd I have to wait a week for that? It's very simple. A week ago, everyone came here thinking about themselves. Everyone thinking about themselves, I was thinking about myself. It's my quote, why should I give it away? And now everyone came thinking about the other person. I'm thinking about the other person as well. A person who thinks about someone else causes others to think about him, and people to think about each other. It's a push to that. with another very, very powerful story which I heard. There was someone he'd living in Stamford Hill. A friend of mine told me, I know that person. I didn't hear it from him, I heard it from one of my friends living here now. And when he was a child, he saw this young man. He lived in Stamford, he was davening in Pintos, in Pintos, Medrash, and Heathland. And there was someone, a young man going around with a raffle ticket. £5 to go, and he comes to this person going around the raffle ticket goes to this person, he was a certain service. And he offered a service by raffle, and said that he saw that person getting very agitated. Started the whatever, I don't know exactly what he did. So after davening, he went over to him as a child. Someone else asked him, what was the story? He says, he does a certain service, whatever it is. Happily, I know him, I know what to. And this person called me up and asked me, he wants my service. I said, yes, it's going to be £65. A few hours later, he called me up, he wants to cancel. Okay, to cancel. And it happens to be later, however, he found out that this person had used someone else, a goy, a Pakistani. So he asked him, see, wherever you found him, he said, why did you use someone else, a goy? He said, well, you were £65, he was £60. So he said, now, he came to me for a raffle ticket, hey, you just saved yourself £5. Take that £5 and put it into the raffle ticket. Why are you coming to me? And it's a motive. People should think like that. That person, he saved himself £5. He's going around asking people to donate £5. You also donate £5. It would have been matching all these magic funds going around now. It would have been matched 10 times because that person would have earned £65. He lost £65, which a goy now got. Which he think about a fellow Jew, and it happens to be, I know this person, I have another house, and he really needs a panasa. He taka needs it. His mom, he taka needs a panasa. People should think, the Yidden cannot afford to be the same price as they're going. It's a shmegel. We all have families, and especially the big shops, we just can't afford it. The big shops have even cheaper prices. It's all because they've got all kind of, they buy bulk and whatever it is. I'll go back to the other shtickle, the last piece of the shtickle of the Mechzit, the tube over there. And then some of got Mechzit, Kyle Gimel over there. Chivas Mechzit, Chak. I'll say it from so after the whole shmita over there by the Mechzit talk, he says that's all nagaya to buying for Yid, if Mechiv is this. But he says a shop which is struggling, and there's bigger shops opening and taking away their panasa, then there's nothing to do with this. Then there's a chiyuv gumer to support them. The chiyuv gumer to support them, even to spend a lot of money in it. And it brings the Rambam. The Rambam in brought in a Shechanur Chavel in Hilchis Matnas in the Empire Kid. Oh, got the Chalgim, yeah. Shkoich. First, say the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchis Matnas in the Empire Kid. Halacha Zayin. Shmoyne malos yesh betzduke, there are 8 malos in tzduke, zile malo me zi. Male gedoyle is ele malo me menu. A male gedoyle, which is no male greater than that. The hamachzik bidei Yisrul, shamach. Me someone who's machzik bidei Yisrul, shamach. A yid who is struggling. V'nois le matuno yalvu, or oise me shitvith, imam tzale meluche, or he gives them work, or makes with them a shitvith. Or he lends them money, kedei lechavik et yudai, ad shalei tztarech rebriyiz vele yishal. So he should be able to, he should never have to come and ask for tzedakah. You give him money before, or you give him money, you support his business, or you help him out, you give him jobs, you help before he has to become a nitzrich. That's the biggest mal of tzedakah. Then name of the Chzaktuboy. And the Radvav brings down, in the Kanto Teres Kahanim, which all the Paschim bring down. And Mushal to a Chamar, let's say, Chamar is a donkey is carrying heavy weights, and they can't. If someone goes over to the donkey before he's whilst he's still, and he holds it and he lifts it, he takes off. Okay, once the donkey falls down again, you need 10 people to lift it up. It's a different thing. So many stories, people, business crash and that, and they make a whole reception. You need to give them. for much smaller amount of money, people would support Jewish shop at least. And I'm not saying it's a big. People ask me if it's a big difference. People ask a shiloh one, but at least when it's a small difference, or it's no difference, or it's just convenience, people should, as much as they can, try to think about another deal. Especially the shops are struggling, even the shops are not struggling. We would all want to be used. And the another Indian in that, I forgot to say the Mech Yitzchak. So the Mech Yitzchak said over there, the solution is. When it's a guy to panusa, the people of the living of the shop, they should have panusa, and they shouldn't lose the makaram panusa. Brings the whole thing, and he finishes off. You need to give even a lot of money, even cost more, even double, three times the price. It's like a mitzvah tzedakah. You mechiv, that's the first mitzvah tzedakah. You meant to give the person?
Sure,
you have money. If you know the person struggling, for sure. Now, I said from Paskin before that even if it's not struggling, could be give maisa money. I mean, I'm not going to pass people to ask a shayla before they do it. But if the person is struggling, for sure, probably for the whole thing, he give myself money, probably. But it also, I don't want to pass him. He feels also where the Mech Yitzchak pushes the Bavada and the Shis. And that's like Mr. Mankoff said before, and that now the person who people are helping him, he shouldn't be a Mitzos and raise the prices. He should have considerate prices. But each of them is a very strong Kiev. To support the shop. There's another Indian, which is there's many other Indian, but I was thinking about perhaps the Chovitz ran and Shara Betuchen, Chai Pai Gimel, he writes the Shala. Being though they have to have Betuchen and Hashem, that Panusa comes from Hashem, and nothing is going to happen to you if Hashem wants to have Panusa, you'll have Panusa, and if he doesn't want, you won't have Panusa, Chal Shulam. Hashem shall help, you shall all have Panusa, but Ivech. Oh, so he says, so the Chiv Ashtadlis. So he says, why did, if everything is from Hashem, why did Hashem make a Chiv Ashtadlis? He has two reasons. The first reason, the second reason is that person shouldn't sin. If he wouldn't be busy all day, he'd be going around doing a vibe. He wouldn't use his time. The first person should use his time. He shouldn't do a virus. He should be occupied. And the first time is that there's many, many nesiyonos. Hashem wanted a person to have a nesiyonos. That's the whole way of the world. The person wouldn't have a nesiyonos, there wouldn't be no tachlis created world. And there wouldn't be no Torah. The whole Torah is missive a lot on nesiyonos, person being able to conquer nesiyonos, not doing a virus. And a lot of it is tulim panuse. And the whole tachlis, why a person has to work, is to see if he's going to, if be'etim, to do the mitzvahs and not do the avodas of working. That's the whole tachlis. If a person goes and he steals whilst he works, he's missing the whole point of why he has to work. The whole point of why Hashem made the Asher work is that he shouldn't steal. Panusa Hashem gives him. Now why does Hashem make the Asher work to get his panusa? So he shouldn't steal. He should be erlich and all that. The kubis is also an Indian. Could be that's also what Hashem wants from us. One of anything we should have panusa. We should support other people. We should think about other. Hashem wants to change us. We should change our mehis. When people are thinking about ourselves, people are thinking about others. Could be, if we're not doing it, perhaps we're missing the whole point. Perhaps. I mean, I'm not saying other thing, but perhaps we're missing the point. This is one of the things we should think about. Why am I working? I'm working to be able to support other people. There's another Indian which is in this area, which is at the end of the day, everyone is going to gain from it. If people support each other, it's all going to come back to us. This is Ibn Gashmi, it's nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. I heard a very nice story. I don't remember exactly the details of the story. My good friend and supporter, Mechel Hafner, he told me, I don't remember the details, I'm not taking chanaas from the details, but the idea is a very, very good idea. That there was in Kadima Hotel in Stamford Hill. Know the story?
Yeah.
On Stamford Hill, there was a person comes in, a younger man, and he wants to know how much is over Shabbos. He says, £200. He takes £200, he puts it down. counter, and he goes up to his room. He has to look, whatever. Meanwhile, the missus, the lady comes, she's in the office, she's £200. She goes and she takes £200 and she goes to, oh, we just owe Camel Grocery, we owe across the street, we owe £200. She goes and she pays the bill. Now Camel Grocery, the owner, the shopkeeper comes in and he sees, oh, £200 came in from our old Avur, £200 extra. Oh, we owe one of our suppliers £200. She goes to the supplier, she pays him £200. Oh, Pink, he owes one of his workers £200. He goes and he pays them. And he went and he paid Salim, and then he went and he paid to the Rebbe, and he went. And then someone remembered that, as he came back to somebody, remembered that his Sfeir had gone to Kadima Hotel, and they still owe £200, they haven't paid the bill. So he goes to Kadima Hotel, and he takes the £200, he puts it down. Okay? And the same £200 came back to the same place, and another 10, 15 people in town were better off. If you put money into the Jewish economy, we're all going to get it back. It's a pashtalach. If a person goes and he goes, let's say, I was going to give them money to talk about it, let's say he goes to Tesco. And it's cost him, the whole shop cost him £100. The same shop was cost him by a Jewish shop, will cost him £120. So he thinks to himself, I saved myself £20. So I'm going to get that. And then he says, it's being fakirt. This £100 which he paid for Tesco, what's going to happen to it? It's going to go to probably some guy who's going to buy money to drink for holidays, he's going to waste it on fire every the 5th of November, Ember firecrack, which goes up every. Cost, how much does it cost? At least £150. Goes in the air the second. This is going to She goes to a Jewish shop, cost him another £20. What's the Jewish shop going to do? Hopefully, he's also going to use the heat. He's going to go pay his workers. It's all going to go into the Jewish economy. It's all going to. Much more people are going to be better off. It's so much more gain that the £20, which is more. It's mamash. And Bechal, people, I'm sure, I'm not a business person, but the people who know there, all the big shops are based and ruin the business. Amazon, the owner of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, he's worth $141 billion for the. For every. What? For every $1 billion that which he earned, he's ruined at least $5 billion from other people. He's ruined business after people. He likes to ruin business. But we're not talking about that. But all the big shops and all the big, Etzim is not good for the economy. People buy this, they save themselves a lot of money, but they come back to them that their business is ruined themselves. Generally. If people would support the small business, they themselves would gain from it. A lot of people told me now they're all against that, but Takaba Etzim, the price people would buy more by Jews, but it's a service. It goes to shop for much better service, much fresher products, and they take it back. I'm not saying it is or isn't true. By the way, my wife just bought something by eBay for £60 and they wouldn't take it back, so. Snish they push it. First of all, he generally, I'm not saying every time, is more reliable. More for leslich, he does a toire. Would you go ahead and care? He needs to follow the rules. If it be more, we shop more by the Jewish shops, we'd support more the Eden. They would be more Jewish shops, there would be more competition. And then the Jewish competition itself would bring down the prices. Wouldn't bring in the price, would give better service, people would take back products and that. In New York, and I know in London as well, the shops take back things much quicker. They're selling 200 clothes, let's say 200 articles of clothing a day. They can afford to take back 10, 20. A shop where it sells only 10, 20 pieces of clothing because everyone's going to the guy, he can't afford, he takes back one. He's lost, the rabbi has made from that. He can't afford. If people's shop would be making much more money, he'd be able to give better service and it'd be more, another shop would open. And it's a push like, the more we put money into the Jewish economy, the more we're all going to gain from it. And even the people who they're earning the money elsewhere, who's supporting their school, who's paying chalim, it's all coming for chalim, they're from donation. It's all coming from the Eden. The goyish shops are not supporting our schools. The Indian of people go around shopping by goyish shops. They go drive around half a day, waste so much time. Time is money, they say in English. They're wasting all day. Look where it's cheaper. Just go to the shop, pay the £5 more, and you save yourself a half a day, which you can make another £100 in that time. And it's such a shtus sometimes, which people don't chap. I'm not saying every time, but a lot of times people don't chap how they're losing out. Chalal didn't have sales. People go, it's so much cheaper. I'll give a muscle. Someone goes into Tesco and he goes and he sees this product, let's say a microwave. You know, a muscle, they sell microwaves in Tesco. Let's say they do. And he sees it's £18. £22 for a microwave. £22.99. Moiradik. It's called by a Jew here. You can't know yourself. A microwave. Somebody, the normal price is £50. It's less than half price. It's a violation to leave it here by the shelf. He puts in two into his cart. He doesn't need one. But first you buy because it's cheap. And in the end, most people buying by sales do not save money most of the time. Nothing always. Most of the time, people buying by sales do not buying cheaply do not end up saving money.
And they have to pay cash in the
Jew
shop.
They can book it. Och Demas. Also true. There comes a story from Victor Miller. And Victor Miller said once, I was walking down the street, and I hear people running. Where they're running, there's a sale, 50% off. They want to save themselves money. Moiradik. I also wanted to save myself money. I wanted to save myself the other 50%. So I just continued walking down the street, and I saved myself the other 50%. It's a Moiradik, isn't that? Generally, people do not save out their sales. It could happen, but it's mostly not like that. And the petrol costs, people drive around all the time. There's a lot of other zachen. There's another Indian which I want to speak about, which people gain by buying by Jewish shops.
What about Avon?
What?
About Avon. He bought the coin because of Avon.
Someone asked me, somebody said, Kate, he said, people going into Tesco, the Jewish shop, are thinking, why isn't he going to the Jewish shop? Because he's getting out of the Jewish brothers? Yeah. I hear what you're saying, that's what he has. Lamas, you have to ask a shal. I don't think it would be Ava people with support. People still have to go to grocery shops. Many things you can only buy by the grocery shops, and many things you can only use. Cheap labor. We still be going into Tesco, people still be using the goyim. I don't believe by supporting more Jewish shops. I think that Tesco won't go bankrupt if the Jews don't buy with them. And none of the big grocery shops with Eden go to, George and Asda, they all won't go bankrupt. What? Exactly. No, but if it's Taka would create Eva, could be you're right. But I don't believe it'll create Eva. They've got so many customers anyway. They'll notice less Jews. Could be the will.
Is a guy in the support a guy?
No, it's not what he said. The guy is created to eat. The guy is also here to support the eat. That's also. But I would say that the goy should ask his rov, not Shiloh. And the end, if I can still have another, it's really late. If I have another minute, I want to finish off something. Lamas, I'm not about it. I'm not saying again. If it's more expensive, a person says it's 300 times the price. I'm not going to pass every time a person asks a rov. But one thing I can say, the Medrash says, Ein udam shemayli yemafted. No one has ever lost out from listening to Hashem, from doing what Hashem wants. If a person goes into a Jewish shop, or uses a Jew, even if that person has money and he's wealthy, but he goes in to support him, if he wants to do this in Hashem, he will, by definition, he will not lose out. There's many, many stories I can tell about it. The Olam Hasam, I'll tell one short story I just heard from Maila Bideman and so on, the interview of the Shabbat. There's many stories about it. That person, there was a Soifer, two Sofrim and Monsi. So there was Kehillah near Monsi who they were redoing the Kehillah, the whole shul, and they wanted to check the Sefer Torah. They brought two Sofrim over from Monsi and asked them to check the Sefer Torah, and said they looked, it was very, very, very bad. It was possible. So it said, it's going to cost £5,000 to fix the Sefer Torah. So Ashkol said, I'm not paying more than $500. It cost $5,000. I'm not paying it. If you do it for $500, don't do it. So listen, they thought to themselves, listen, we're not going to figure it out. We'll just do it for $500. The fact they worked a few days. The last day they worked, on the way back, they walked back to Monsi and they went past Goyish Shabbatikudas. Probably know where it is. And they had to be excused, so they went into the restroom. They had to go in. The only bathroom in the area, so they went in, and there was a guard over there, and you had to go find out where the guard. And they asked, you're coming into, so no, we're just going to be, so write your name and your address and your telephone number, and so everyone comes, they have to write their name. Okay, they write their name. A few weeks later, these two self from get a call from a lawyer. What is they should come collect $62,000. That day, a big wealthy Christian died and didn't have any heirs. He left in his taval that whoever attended his funeral should get, should be divided, the money should be divided out by them. And everyone who was in the Beis HaKudas that day is considered attending the funeral. So they worked for the state, they lost $4,500 and they gained $62,000. From doing Rutz Hashem. There's many, many other stories I can tell, about a list of stories, but it's gotten late already. The Eibush the Lael from should be Zoichet to everyone should have Panusa Baraidos, should be able to support each other. We shouldn't need, no one should need to get anyone else. We should Zoichet the Gilish Lime with Mahari Remaini. Yes.